You're listening to Beyond the Page with Wesley Baker, the podcast where books become conversations. In each episode, Wesley will be joined by host Miranda Kilstrom as they explore the stories, inspirations, and journeys behind his writing. From memoirs drawn from a life of travel to gripping novels filled with intrigue and romance, every page has a story, and here, those stories go beyond the page.
Hey Wesley, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good. Well, thank you. It's great to see you and hear from you. And I want to talk to you about one of your latest books, Echoes of a Season. And I want to hear a little bit more about it, Wesley. So I hope you're all ready for that.
Yeah, indeed. Do you want me to start straight away or?
No, I've got questions here for you, Wesley. You get calm down. Okay. Right, first of all, Wesley, you know, I know you on a very different level as for an author. And, yeah. You know, I just really wanted to find out what made you write a book.
Well, bottom line is I've always been told to write a book with all my stories that I've always shared over the years. But I was really seriously ill at the end of 2024. And I actually thought I wasn't going to make it out of it. And at that point, I suddenly realized that every story that I had and everything that belonged to me was going to be lost because stories get forgotten. And my family didn't even know everything about my life. And so I decided that I'd set about writing something. And then I sat back and thought, well, I've got so much content that I could come up with and deliver. And I thought, well, where do I start? Do I start from childhood? Do I start, you know, what stage of adulthood? And then I decided to pick a date and a year that meant something that really was kind of a changing point for me moving forward. It was a critical year that a lot of things happened in that year. And the decisions that were made in 1992, which is where it was set, went on to influence my whole life and everything I did. So those decisions that were made then were critical. So I started in 1992 and really that's where Echoes of a Season started and it was fantastic.
Well, I absolutely loved the book, Wesley, and you really took me back to, we've got quite similar career backgrounds from certainly around those years. You really took me back to a wonderful place. And, you know, I could almost feel the sunshine on me and smell the sea air. It's a really beautiful book and beautifully written as well. The descriptions are fantastic. So the storyline now, I need to know, how much of it is factual and how much of it is fiction?
Your memory will play tricks on you, but the majority of the book is factual. Nearly all of it is factual. You add in a couple of little bits here and a little bit there to make a sentence work, maybe, or you play a little bit with bits and pieces. But one thing that I found writing the book, which was quite incredible, was that I managed to transport myself into that time, and it made it quite emotional. So I was very emotional, and I was in bed writing a lot of this on an iPhone initially, and then managed to get my hands on a laptop eventually when I got home. But the reality was that I really managed to sink into that period. So I could smell everything, see everything. And when I closed my eyes, I could actually visualize everything. And what shocked me when I was writing was I could actually recall conversations really, really close to what they actually were. And the more I did it, the more I unlocked. And which was quite, I hadn't expected that. I thought I'd have to make a little bit up and do it, but it wasn't. It was actually very, very close. So everything I did as much as I could from memory, I had some notes as well. I did have a notebook out there and I did take a typewriter with me, of course.
I did read that.
Yeah. And I wasn't writing a novel or anything. It was out there for work. But I had a lot going on and it all came together nicely. So in answer to your point, well up into the 90s, 96, 98, 99%, it is factually correct. Yeah.
Okay. I presume you've changed the names to protect the guilty.
Yes. all of them. There's one name in there that hasn't changed that I realised the other day, but that is a sub-character off on that's connected, but no real role in the book. So it's, I think, mentioned once or twice and that's it. And that's fine because it's linked to someone else and that character has changed names, so there's no connection there. And I've kept a couple locations I keep correct. The main hotel featured in the book is changed. That's for, obviously,
the Don Juan.
The hotel. Yeah. No. The Hotel Don Juan is real.
Okay.
The Hotel Don Juan is a real hotel. So that one stayed in Lorette. That stayed because it had no real, there was nothing there, no implications in that or anything that would be of a risk legally or liable. But the rest of the book is, I've had to change names and change hotels and just really for protection reasons for those accommodations and for everyone involved.
Yeah, no, understandable.
Not that there's anything bad in the books, but it could be some people could perceive things.
Light,
you know?
Romance, and that obviously there's some customer service issues that and
some
things
mafia.
That you've had to deal
mafia
with.
Mafia knocking about.
Yeah,
the mafia as well.
Yeah, there's all sorts in there, all wrapped up into one lovely book. Yeah. And I mean, I could really sense your loyalty towards your customers, towards your friends throughout the book. And I personally really loved it. And I found it a really easy read. And within seconds of opening the pages, I was taken back to those years, but also to the warmth of the beach and the lovely atmosphere that Spain has, you know, whether you're on holiday or working, it's very different to what we're used to. So
it is.
So yeah. How long did it take you to write the book, Wesley?
3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
From 3 weeks from start to finish and completion. And proofread and everything. The actual book itself probably just took over two and a bit weeks to do, and then it was proofread. And the first publication editions that went out had a few errors in them. So probably, who knows, maybe one day in the future they'll be worth a lot of money. But they had a few typos and a few grammatical things. That, despite the fact it went through proofreading and everything else, and multiple people reading it, still came out with errors. But they were gradually got rid of, and now the edition that's out now is the updated version is a little bit more sharper grammatically, and a few typos have gone, so hopefully that's near enough a perfect book. And the other books that I've got now are far more superior. This is the first book I'd ever written, so
I know,
a whole new learning,
so brave,
you know.
Everyone's told that
great.
They've got a book in them, and you've clearly brought that to life.
And it is possible. I mean, it's quite complex. Actually, when you write a book, it is. There's a lot to it, and I've picked up my own little hacks and ways. When I wrote Echoes of a Season, I wrote it just sticking it on a Word document and doing it everything else. Now, all my new books, I write actually in the format of the book itself, so with the margins all set in. So that way there's not a lot of re-editing of the margins and all that, because that's quite complicated when it comes to the printing aspect. So I actually go about it a far different way now, and far more professional way. I've turned into a professional author now, which is quite funny, but it's true.
I know.
You know? Echoes of a Season is a bestseller now, and that's the reality. That's taken me totally by surprise. It really has. I didn't expect that. I thought when I wrote it, if one person could read it and smile and laugh or cry, because there's a bit of all of it in that. I thought that I'd have achieved what I set out to do. And the response I've had has been fantastic. It's mostly 5-star reviews. I've had a couple 4, and I think one 3 or something, but that was over one of the first editions just to do to spelling. Well, I don't know why they knocked me down to 3, but they did. But, you know, yeah, it was a bit harsh, but there you go. They loved the book, apparently, but then knocked me down. But you know, that's it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. That's great. And thanks for sharing that story of the development and the beginning and the starting of the book, Echoes of a Season.
Yeah. It's difficult, you know, when you actually get into starting a book, is how do you do it? So with this book, I sent I wanted to focus particularly on the journey. So I did it from literally leaving Whitstable in Kent all the way down, and the emotions of going through that coach journey, which I'd done before. And I don't want to spoil it for listeners who haven't read the book yet, but that whole taking into, and there's a funny story in there with my father, that we were always told as a family anyway. So that was quite fresh in my mind. And it's from that story, probably everything else flicked into gear really, really well. And that's why I was able to be so descriptive throughout the journey down and throughout the experience.
Yeah, I mean, your writing style does make you feel that you're on every step of the journey with you throughout the whole of the book. And, you know, it's very descriptive as well, which is why I said, you know, you can feel like you can feel the warmth of the sun, the sound of the waves. It's a beautiful book to escape to. And so, yeah, thank you so much for writing. The first one we'll be getting onto some more slightly later. Thank you, Wesley. Yeah.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Beyond the Page with Wesley Baker, with host Miranda Kilstrom. Thank you for joining us on this journey behind the books. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to follow, rate, and share the podcast so more listeners can go beyond the page with us. Until next time, keep turning the pages. The story is just beginning.